One of the great advantages of the digital era, as you know, is being able to take images of your sources, so that where we have the database, I was able to make a change just this week on one nun. I found that I had entered her under her mother's surname and not her father's surname. But by going back to my images, I was able to work out exactly what had been done, and she was corrected. So the database, because it's not using code and it's not using numbers, although people have got identifying numbers, it goes back to the sources all the time. You return to your place of origin. Now, for all of the convents, knowing who their members were was crucial. They needed to pray for them. They needed the date of their death, because they needed to pray for them on the right day. Their founders were very important. They needed sources about them. So one of the things to be wary about is the interpretation of some of the material written about the founders. But what we started with, because there was so little known about them, was just identifying the members. And I think that I'm satisfied that people don't need to be wary of our data. Where there was a doubt, that has been recorded. We have a free text area in every entry where we record doubts. And if we're not certain of their parents, we record that. One of the problems for some of the scribes writing about the examinations was that they weren't writing their first language. So they're writing the names, place names that they, as Dutch speaking, have heard. So they write down sometimes names which are difficult to register. So those might be mistaken. So we record as accurately as we can. I have a huge bank of images. With ownership of the images, we have to recognize that those belong still to the communities, those communities that have survived. So I'm not able, as the Old Bailey project was able to do, to publish the digital images alongside the nuns, because they're not my images. The nuns allowed me to use them. Where there are public archives, then of course it's different. But that would have to be a different project. So it's possible to verify the data. One of our problems, we wanted to be able to put statistical analysis, but because we've got gaps, either because the documents haven't survived, or they got seized in the revolution, or the earthquake, or a fire, if you start putting in statistical analysis, you'll end up with a lot of serious problems and misleading ones. You won't understand quite why your result is the way it is. So rather than mislead people, we took us several steps back, and Jan Broadway, who designed the database and has been working on the new project, has been working out ways in which we can present some statistical analysis for the convents for which we've got most data. So they will, in a way, be limited, but it will mean that the statistical analysis that you have it represents what we've got and what we know about. So we hope not to mislead people in that way as well.